You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Told me that the movie I most wanted this year to see was a 80s throwback of across a sort of Power Rangers, Monsters, / Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, crossed with little kids on a fantasy adventure movie, crossed with He-Man and the Masters of the Universe live action film, crossed with 90s extreme splatter gore films, I would have said, wait, what movie is that? And that's what PG Psycho Gore Man is. I know the title doesn't exactly scream at you, oh, I gotta see that. I mean, unless you're one of my friends. But, you know, for most people, I think you go, yeah, I think we can probably safely skip PG Psycho Gore Man. But here's what I'm telling you right now. You cannot skip PG Psycho Gore Man. At least that's what I think. Anyway, I'm here with my fellow critics, Adrian.
Hello.
Brad.
Hello.
And Ray.
Hello.
I kind of sign up for almost everything that Shudder's putting out because I really like Shudder. I want to support Shudder. Their originals tend to be, you know, more often than not, 9 times out of 10, you're like, oh, I've never really seen anything like this, or is at least a halfway decent little film in the genre. And every once in a while, they put out something that you just go, wow, that was really amazing. Thank you, Shudder. So I'm willing to always roll the dice on a Shudder screener. And this one I didn't even realize when I asked for it was from director Stephen Katansky, which isn't a household name exactly, but he's done a couple movies that by all means shouldn't be as good as they are, but are genuinely pretty good, like 2011's wonderful 80s throwback Manborg, or 2016's The Void, which is sort of a Lovecraftian John Carpenter type mix, so I really recommend. And of all things, the only Leprechaun film that I genuinely say, no, it's genuinely a pretty good horror film, is 2018's Leprechaun Returns, which was a forget about all the sequels, this is the actual sequel to the first movie. Yeah. But now he's doing Psycho Gore Man, and somebody had to, right? It was only a matter of time before someone took some adorable 10-11-year-old kids, brother and sister, who play together. They get along, but they get along in a sort of antagonistic sort of way. She is totally the alpha, the little girl in this relationship, yeah. No question about it. The little boy's like, okay, well, that doesn't seem fair. She's kind of, I'll just say it, she's kind of a horrible little bitch. But they have their own elaborate games that they play. What is it called? Crazy Ball or Crazy something ball. Like that?
Something silly and generic. And I'm not sure how the rules even work, which, to its credit, that is how kids play.
The mom's exasperated because the dad is just a total loser who's incapable of realizing the degree to which he is a loser, and they're just fighting low-key all the time. But everything changes when one day, for reasons, they decide that they're going to dig a grave in the backyard because the boy lost the game of crazy ball, and the girl's like, well, I get to bury you alive. Jesus Christ.
And the boy's like, okay.
Yeah, okay, I guess I lost fair and square.
Rules
you can bury
rules
me alive.
And I'm a man.
And they find this circle with a glowing gem in the middle of it at the bottom of the grave. And they're like, what is this? And the girl's like, plays with it. And then the gem comes out. And she's like, cool, glowing gem. Well, it turns out that this was the supposedly unlockable keystone to the grave of one of the worst monsters the universe has ever seen, a.k.a. PG Psycho Gore Man. Well, not yet. But this big demon monster thing that as a pre-movie scroll shows us was responsible for the death of millions in the universe as he and his allies went from world to world taking lives until an alliance of races teamed up together, defeated him, took the gem away from him, which was the source of all his power, and entrapped him. Okay, so to make a long story short, it turns out that this gem not only is a source of his immense power, but also is a means to controlling him. And unfortunately, it is now in the hands of the worst, most sociopathic little girl in the entire world, who's like, hooray, I have my own pet monster now. So they go around with this monster who's constantly telling them, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to eat your faces and snort your brains. And they're like, oh, and they name him Psycho Gore Man because he doesn't really have a name. And it's the adventures of them with their pet monster. As meanwhile, the forces in the universe from far away see, oh, shit, the monster's out. What are we going to do? And are hatching their own plans to come to Earth. And no matter who gets in the way to take care of the situation. That is Psycho Gore Man. And I thought this was fucking delightful.
See, the movie you just described, Chris, sounded fucking delightful. The trailer that I saw looked fucking delightful. It was the movie I wanted to see. And then I watched it, and it was not the movie I wanted to see. And I hate to say that, because this so looked like it was right up my alley. I understand what they were trying to do, and I love the costuming and the practical effects that they did, but I just didn't buy into it, and I didn't buy into even that the cast was buying into it, and that may have been part of the problem. I just didn't think they were all in the same film. The little girl, yes, she's precocious and all of these things, but there is a line between precocious and over the top and completely, utterly unredeemable. She has not one redeeming quality.
No, she's at horrible. All.
She is so horrible. And she doesn't learn anything by the end of this, really. You really go, okay, she's learned something for about 10 seconds and it's not going to... And the actress, you know, I'd love to see her in something where the director doesn't look at her and goes, okay, I like what you're doing. Now take that and dial it up to 25 on a scale of 1 to 10. Just turn that way up, because she was so over the top, and I wanted to buy into this so much, and I didn't.
I knew at least one of you guys was going to be like, this was not for me, and it might be all of you. I don't know. Like, all the things you just described about it are part that you didn't like, or part of the reason I liked it, because it was just so went against expectations on it. On almost every level, like all the things it's basing itself on, it keeps doing stuff those things would never do. And I kind of like that about it.
You know what, Ray? I am right there with you.
God damn it.
I'm a big fan of Astron 6, which is where this director comes from. You know, they did Manborg. They did The Editor, which I really, really like. That's a parody of Italian horror.
I didn't realize that was the same guy.
Yeah. Well, same producer. I think the actor is in it, too. But the same, like, makeup effects and everything like that. I watched this one night, and maybe I was a little tired, and I was just thinking, you know what? I get what it's parodying. It's also taking in all the bad things from what it's parodying. It's taking all the bad aspects of, like, a Disney Channel original or something like that. So then I waited a few days. I watched it again, this time with my girlfriend. And I love the shit out of this movie. I've seen this movie 4 times.
I've been out low-key recommending it to a ton of people. I was like, just set your expectations by the door. This is not to watch with your kids. It's super ridiculously gory in a way that's cartoonish. It's like if the Power Rangers had people ripping out intestines and eating them, what it would have been like.
I think this is definitely a crowd movie. I think I made the mistake of trying to watch it by myself. And everyone I've seen it with since then, I can't wait to tell more people, let's check this out. Because it's just so much fun. I like to review movies for soundtrack, acting, all that. Psycho Gore Man is just like, yo, this just kicks ass. this is like, a fun ass movie with really good gore.
I feel about it the way I did when I first saw Story of Ricky, where I was like, this is not going to be for any of, like, a large portion of the people I know, but for those people it is for, they're going to watch it like 30 fucking times.
Yeah. And honestly, I find myself cracking up. Me and my girlfriend every now and then will just be like, I already told you grandma is dead forever. Like, there are lines from this movie that just crack us up. And I don't know. It's just super, super enjoyable. But if any of that sounds annoying to you, if you don't like extreme, although comical, extreme gore for sure, because this has some gross stuff. If you're not a fan of, like, Power Rangers type monsters and, like, full body suits, you're going to get annoyed by this movie. But if hearing about, oh, you know what, I remember this stuff and I would like to see an adult version of it, this is that. This hits on all, like, my nostalgic feels that I didn't know that I had while still, like, showing me something completely new. Gore, monster effects aside, what works for me most in this movie is the humor. I think this movie is so fucking hilarious. Like, from visual jokes to, like, the dialogue. There's a whole subplot with the mom and dad that feels like it's taken from another movie. The juxtaposition of that is so goddamn funny. I dig this. I don't really have a lot of bad things to say about this.
To paraphrase the protagonist from Peter Jackson's Dead Alive, we haven't heard from Brad yet.
Well, as a kid, I used to watch something called The Guyver.
That's what I thought of.
I think Mark Hamill was in the first Guyver. Yes. I'd have to look it up. And I loved that stuff. This did give me the feels for that. I enjoy puppet work very much. And the puppets in this, even though it's people in suits, there's still a lot of puppeteering going on with a lot of these creatures, especially at the council, the space council that decides the fate of entire galaxies. Being idiotic bureaucrats, I loved that. And there's a lot of Mel Brooks humor in their antics. I very much enjoyed that. I really liked the Psycho Gore Man and his boasting, like, your soul is nothing but yeast, which will never rise in my oven of terror. And he'd say ridiculous things like that. But he'd also say things like, and what I'll do to you, you will beg for death. And then we see what he does, and I'm like, oh, God, oh, no. Yeah,
he wasn't
those
kidding.
Situations were very apt to what he was saying, and that upset me physically. And I always tell myself, no. I can do it. I could get through this violent stuff. I like Shudder too. I can get through the gore. Oh, this had me queasy several times, especially the thank you sequence.
Oh yeah,
like oh my gosh, that's
that was one
of
the funniest
horrible
parts.
Things I've seen. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, so it's going to depend on the degree to which you can separate yourself from the incredible amounts of really graphic gore in this film to whether or not you can find it funny.
In retrospect, but yeah, I did have a good time, but I don't think I can watch this again. So I'm between you guys and Ray, I'd imagine.
You know, all the creature effects are really cool, but there is one, I'm not going to say what they look like, but it's a creature that actually speaks Japanese. And every time they were on screen, I was like, oh, God, no, Jesus, shit, that's scary. Like, that's the one that I just, like, could not look at.
The one thing we all seem to agree on is that the creature effects are really good here.
Yeah,
and they are.
Not only that, they're really creative what they do even past their immediate looks. Like, there's a point where Psycho Goreman has to take on in a fight a bunch of other creatures that are all fucking awesome, for the record. Just like, wow, that's so creative. And there's just neat little details, like one of them, to kill them, there's like a single perfect rose hidden inside their chest you have to pull out and crush. And I was like, that is just, God is in the detail, or that you should say Cthulhu is in the details here, I guess. Because it's just filled with wonderful, lovely moments. It's the creature design is like Farscape if they weren't Muppets, but they were like that level of crazy creative envisioning of like creatures from other galaxies. Just wow, really impressive.
I know this movie won't work for everyone, and I know that even though I do really enjoy the dialogue, my only gripe, I guess, is like there are some punchlines that it's like, all right, we can just cut here. All right, we're still going. Let's okay, there we go. Now it's done. There's maybe like 5 jokes like that where it's like, you guys already landed, we can move on. But aside from that, but I do feel like just that alone is going to be enough to bother certain people, certain rays, and just kind of strike it way down.
You know, I have to tell you, it wasn't just me. It was the entire household here in the Andersons that didn't get this one, which is, again, I think is really odd for us and for me, because it should have been right up my alley.
Yeah, I thought you, if anyone, would be the one who would be like all over this.
I so did too. And I was just disappointed. And even the pacing I thought was slow. I wanted this thing to move. I wanted it to clip along. I wanted it, you know, I wanted them to get into these fights and out of these fights and around, you know, and next thing. And it just felt slow as well. So I don't know. Maybe I missed it. You know, maybe I should go back and try to watch it again. Maybe I need more alcohol. Maybe I need more friends. Maybe I don't know, but
need to know
it,
more evil
it
children.
Really surprised me that the only thing I can say about it that was good is what Chris said. All of the creature effects and things like that are the practical effects, the suits, love them. The rest of it just didn't get me. I don't know.
You know, you were far from the only person I saw talking about this film in reviews who really couldn't get past what a monster the little girl was, because she really is. But that's kind of the joke. For me, I was like, oh, that's funny. And plus for me, I'm like, I think 9 out of 10 children are that evil myself in my experience. So I was like, that's not really a huge surprise to me. It's not a film, despite it being with that quest, you know, children on a journey quest thing that is such an 80s thing. It's not a movie that is going to follow that all the way to the same natural conclusion those films had, which was like, oh, and everybody learns something. Nobody learns anything in this movie, except it's really cool to have an all-powerful demon monster as your personal pet. That's kind of badass. Well, let's go to final thoughts. Ray, why don't you get us started?
Gosh, I unfortunately know I'm the one kind of out in left field on this one, but I think I've said most everything I can say. This just didn't work. When, for so many reasons, it should have worked for me, it didn't. I kind of wish it did, but in the end, I just felt like everyone in this film was kind of in a different film, at least the four main characters, because some of them had it dialed to 25 and others of them had it dialed back to 3. Maybe that's one of the other reasons it didn't work for me. God, I just so wanted to like this, but I think people should give it a try. Especially if they grew up with the films that a lot of us grew up with in the 70s and the 80s and the early 90s. If you like gore at all, and the gore didn't bother me at all. That was actually one of the good things for me. It didn't bother me at all, and I like it. I don't want to tell you not to try this film because it is different. Give it a try. But for me, it just did not work. I have to give this movie 4 out of 10 pigtails, little girl's pigtails. Ouch. That's it. I'm sorry. Because the 4 is all for the costuming and the practical effects and the gore.
Fair enough. How about Brad?
Well, as far as the protagonist goes, this evil, conniving child, I let my kids watch Jaws, probably at not the best of ages. He's 6, 7, 8. And my daughter the next day drew this picture. She said, I drew Jaws' family. I thought, okay, that's cute. How adorable. So I take the picture. There's 4 sharks of various sizes. And above the water is this sailor screaming, help.
That's a cry for help right there is what that is.
That's awesome.
I kept the picture and I adore it. I still have it around here somewhere. And I just think it's so creative and beautiful.
Someday they'll use the color plate of that in the book about her. So
yeah.
But I could imagine people hearing this going, oh, what's up with Bradley's kid? This film's probably not for you because this kid is also very outwardly spoken about evil things being awesome. I think anybody, not just a child, being given that much power to play around with is going to go nuts with it. As sad as that is to say. And again, these puppet figures are amazing. There's a sequence where this one creature shows its power and how ambitious it will be in destroying something. And the reaction that this other puppet does to this feat is, I love it. I have that scene somewhere just replaying. And I replay it in my head. I love it so much. That reminded me of a lot of these old costumed heroes and monsters types of TV. Like you said, Power Rangers earlier. So much fun there. The gore, I can't with it. It's so well done, though. Like, bones break and organs squish. Usually you just get one or the other. And this is, to the nines, incredibly crafted. But I can't handle it. It creeps me out. Skin crawls. So I'm a little conflicted, as I say. I'm pretty sure that's my catchphrase on a lot of horror movies. I'll give this 7 wacky balls out of 10.
Adrian.
Look, I don't know if Hollywood is listening, but if they are, please, for the love of God, give these people $500 million and let them make a Doom movie, because they clearly want to with these creature designs. They're fucking fantastic. And I think that's the best part of the movie, is that creature designs aside, there is so much imagination and creativity and love that's just being pumped into this thing, where it's like, you can tell that everyone who had anything to do with this movie probably had a great time making it and probably will look back on how fun it was to make this movie. I dug the hell out of it. I think it's fun throughout. I think it is gory in the coolest way. I don't think it's as gory as something like Rikkyo, because Rikkyo is still like, ugh, that's kind of fucked up what they did, but it's like, it's still fun. I showed this to my 12-year-old brother, but his favorite movie is Evil Dead 2. So if you're that kind of kid, I think you can show this to a kid. Why not? It's fun. And yet it still kind of works as a family film. It's adorable. This is the best Disney Channel original movie that I've seen in a bit. Astron 6 and all the people around them, I think the only movie I don't like from them is Father's Day. But everything else, massive fucking hit. And I can't wait for more. So I'm fully into this. I'm going to give this 5 out of 5 microwave chicken dinners.
I don't mean to be mean, Adrian, but I really hope no one has children with you. It's a whole new generation of killers.
Oh, I plan on showing my kid The Beyond when they turn like 10 and stuff like
that. Oh, good Lord.
I feel pretty good about the Jaws thing now.
Yeah, for sure. Right?
No, we haven't forgotten about your crazy child, Brad. Don't worry about it. They're still on the FBI's watch list. Look, there is no such thing as a perfect cult film. And that's because by the very nature of it being a cult film, it is not going to appeal to 70% of people, at least. And that includes, in that number, people who normally like a lot of cult films. But man, there are a lot of cult films that are very popular that I've always been like, I don't get what people see in this. The Dark Backwards is one I'm like, I don't get it. Everyone loves it. Doesn't work for me. So anyway, the upshot being me and Adrian are both like, fuck yes, this is one of the best cult films ever. Brad's like, it would be if I wasn't such a little girl. And Ray is like, other than his little girl, apparently. But and Ray is like, it's just not for me. And that's totally fine. It's the nature of these movies is not going to be for everyone. But for me, this was like hit all the marks. I'm not even really a fan of the whole Power Rangers aesthetic thing. It's like, I never watched those shows really, but I get where they're taking from. And also not just that, but like Brad mentioned the Guyver and stuff like that, even shit like Warrior of the Lost Worlds and like Battle Beyond the Stars and shit like that all came to mind as I was watching this. It's a big stew of influences from the 80s and a little bit from the 90s, kind of both tributing them and totally sending them up at the same time, but delivering all the good stuff. I love the shit out of this. My wife had to ask what was wrong with me because I was watching it with headphones on my couch and I'm just fucking crying laughing at points. And she comes and looks and there's like blood spraying everywhere. And she's like, I worry about you, Cox. For me, this was a total win. I will definitely be recommending to people with the codicil that it may not be for you. But then again, maybe it will. PG Psycho Goreman gets a 9.5. That's right. Out of 10 heroic noble warriors' deaths that you do not want. Don't say yes when they ask you if you want a noble warrior's death.